judgment in heaven. The judgment that's going on in heaven, that's what it is doing. It's closing up probation. We're in the finishing moments of the judgment, and therefore probation time is closing. Now, as we see the events connected with the close of probation, these are going to be the waymarks, the prophetic fulfillments of things that we've been taught as Adventists will take place during the time period when probation is closing. The latter rain, the loud cry, the mark of the beast, the seal of God, the early rain for God's people that are preparing for the latter rain. All these events that we've been discussing, these prophetic waymarks, according to the spirit of prophecy here in the Great Controversy, have been clearly presented. But as we've been going through this material, we've also been reading passages that take up the other theme in there, the work of preparation for the time of trouble. No one's going to receive the latter rain, which we're told strengthens us to stand through the time of trouble. No one's going to receive the latter rain that isn't right now receiving the early rain. If we're not overcoming all known sin, and as a quote we read in our last presentation, perfecting holiness in the fear of God, if we're not doing that today, which would be symbolizing having the early rain in our experience today, if we're not doing that, we won't have the latter rain. If we don't have the latter rain, we're not preparing for the time of trouble. These are the two themes of end time Bible prophecy. And neither of these themes can be isolated from the work that's going on in the most holy place. In Prophets and Kings, page 716, it says this: "Today, in the spirit and power of Elias and of John the Baptist, messengers of God's appointment are calling the attention of a judgment-bound world to the solemn events soon to take place in connection with the closing hours of probation and the appearance of Christ Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Soon every man is to be judged for the deeds done in the body. The hour of God's judgment has come, and upon the members of his church on earth rests the solemn responsibility of giving warning to those who are standing, as it were, on the very brink of eternal ruin. To every human being in the wide world who will give heed must be made plain the principles at stake in the great controversy being waged, principles upon which hang the destinies of all mankind." The Elijah message, Sister White says here, that is carried to a judgment-bound world is a message about the solemn events that take place with the close of probation and the return of Christ.